This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBCTV18 Market podcast. It's a brand new week and this week is going to be heavy in terms of news flow. The FOMC meeting, which is over Tuesday and Wednesday, the outcome will be only known on Wednesday night, will take center stage globally. That's going to be the key event to track. But out here in the Indian markets today, we'll be reacting to four big numbers: Reliance, ICICI, Infosys, as well as Kotak Mahindra Bank. And that apart, we've got 18 nifty company reporting numbers this week: Axis Bank, Tata Steel, Tech Mahindra, Asian Paints, Bajaj Auto, Larsen & Toubro, Bajaj Finance, Maruti, Tata Motors. The list is pretty long and it encompasses all the sectors. So Dr. Reddy's too will be reporting numbers. You've got Cipla as well in the pharma pack. Shri Cement reacting to, will be reporting numbers as well. Also, you've got the July series expiry. So the monthly series expiry will come in on Monday. Talking about the global cues for the day, well, last week, the U.S. markets ended with gains of 2-3%, but on Friday, the U.S. markets ended with cuts of about 0.5% on the Dow, while the Nasdaq slipped close to about 2-odd%. The dollar index appears to be cratering after all the global central banks are following with rate hikes, reducing the interest rate differential with U.S. central bank. Keep your eye on the trends on terms of flows. On Friday, the FI sold 675 crore in cash, snapping a four-day winning streak. Over Monday to Thursday, we had the FIs buying 4,700 crore in cash, but they sold in Friday's trade. As I said, today, markets will be reacting to Reliance's numbers. It was a record quarter, strong profit growth, but slightly lower than consensus expectations. Infosys, strong revenue growth, guidance upgrade, but a margin miss. ICICI Bank was a record quarter on all fronts, loan growth 26 quarter high, NPA lowest in the last 30 quarters. Kotak Mahindra Bank was a mixed bag, profits lower than expectations. JSW Steel was a miss on margins and profitability, and slippages have risen for Yes Bank. So lots of stocks will be reacting to numbers. It's going to be a busy, busy day. So keep it with CNBC TV 18 through the day. With that, I'm going to wrap up on this podcast. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.